Hey, Luke. Oh, it's all right.
I'm
Yeah. Some of the condos are coming in at $900 a year, so it's looking like State Auto 636 monoline. Travelers was 697 bundled. So I'm taking a last ditch effort and double checking this Allstate quote, and they have a section that I don't have information on. So how many bedrooms in your condo? Number of living rooms? Is there a dining room? A family or a rec room?
one
Kitchen?
kitchen,
Any dens or office? Yeah,
yeah.
we'll count it as a bedroom. And what about a dinette or a breakfast nook? And your personal property quality, I'll just put standard. Let me calculate that and see. All right, calculate personal property. I'll see if it asks anywhere in the application here. And who's Tina? What's that? Oh, what? Hold on. Did I not know that? Let me look at my file. Oh, yeah. Jeez. Sorry. Yeah, I definitely remember all that. I don't know why. I guess I never really talked to Tina. I've always just talked to you. Where is. Well, it's going to be either Allstate, staying at State Auto. I was thinking about that just for convenience. I was thinking it'd be easier to place them with one, but it's also still $60 a year difference. And
It's not
I mean, it's not easier. I mean, they're both good companies. I mean, they're like standard carriers, which means they're like preferred carriers. And I was also thinking that I can maybe just not make any changes to your condo and see how long it takes them to catch it there at State Auto. They might, because their all renewal has already been offered. So we don't know how long it will take for them to remove, or even if they'll catch that the autos have been removed, and you might be able to renew your condo and just, because here's what's going to happen. They've already sent out the bill to your escrow.
And if it
Gets removed, they're going to bill you for that difference, which would be I forget. I think the condo is renewing at 595. Yeah, I think that honestly, if I was in your shoes, that's the road I would take. I'd just let it ride there at State Auto with the condo. Right, at some time they're going to see that it's not bundled anymore. You know what I mean?
They might
See it sooner than later, and then that what I'm saying is the renewal notice has already been sent out. So then they're going to cut a check to State Auto anyways. So versus you having to cancel State Auto, them send you a refund, you send it in at escrow, them sending a new bill to from another carrier. It seems like a lot. So actually, the more I talk out loud, the more sense it makes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the difference between the it. I'm thinking it was. I saw a thing in. Oh wait, 595 might have been the renewal amount, and then 636 would be without the bundle. So it might only be like $41 you owe them. Right, and not one condo carrier stood out over the. They were all within that $60 or less, except for the Nationwide and Safeco. Those were all in the $900 range. But not, in terms of trying to be competitive with State Auto, Allstate, and Travelers were all within the $600 to $700 window.
Yeah.
So we'll leave the condo at State Auto. I'll send you a cancel form to cancel your auto with State Auto as effective February 6th. And then what day do you want me to issue the traveler's policy? Because the day I issue it, you have to make payment.
No,
I would prefer to issue the auto at least 2 or 3 days prior to the 6th. Let me see. Well, the 6th is a Sunday, so if I issue the policy on the 3rd, which is a Thursday, nothing will come out until the week of the 7th. I probably already have your payment information, so let me look to see if I have that, because my computer did crash and I lost some files. You staying home today? Oh, nice. Yeah, well, I was like, Nick, there's no way we cannot not go into the office. So it's too much going on today. So it wasn't too bad. I just drove like 25 miles an hour. Yeah, we moved. I subleased my office over on Cedar, and the pandemic put them out of business. So I lost, and it was a 3,000 square foot space. There was no way I needed that. So yeah, we're at Colfax and Carr now. Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's a little bit, it's Colfax, so it's not, it's not like as. But I actually like it a lot better than the other location I have. It's just a little bit further to drive. I'm right there in Green Mountain by Jewel in Utah or Yale.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're super close. So I have an account that ends in 6806. I didn't write down the name of the bank. So is that your bank account? All right. What's that?
Okay.
I PDF'd it. I used to PDF it back then, and then I started thinking that's dumb. I usually just leave it as a Word document, but we're good for right now. So let's see. Issue Travelers Auto. I'm going to do that on the February 3rd, and then send cancel form for State Auto. I'll probably send that today.
But I think
what will happen is they should, if they have a cancel, they should not do any billing either whatsoever. Yeah, you'll have to pay them direct. Because, it would be silly to send like a $40, $50 payment to your lender. Okay, sounds good. We got a plan. All right, thanks, Luke.
Bye.